Father be upon you. And now our interrupter is here, so I can do a better job now.
大家弟兄姐妹，大家平安，愿主的恩平安与你们同在。
I'm so grateful to God that allow me to be able to be called to be your interim pastor.
我很感谢神，让我能够被呼召出来做你们这个代理的牧师。
You did not consider me too old or too weak.
你们没有把我认为是太老了，或者太软弱了。
But then you want to work with me so that we can call a very good gifted pastor here and also grow this church.
然后大家也愿意与我同工，让我们能够聘到一位。很好的牧师，让我们能够继续教会能够继续的成长。
I'm so happy today, especially that I can see all of you again together.
呀，很高兴今天能够再一次跟大家一起见面啊，非常高兴。
And this is my home, right?
这是我的家，不是吗？
This is your home.
这也是你们的家。
And we should pray for each other and fill up all these empty seats, okay?
呀，大家一起代表了，让我们这个座位都坐得满满的。
Let me tell you a story.
让我跟大家讲个故事吧。
There was two friends that met together.
有两个朋友，他们见面了。
And one of the friends was very happy.
其中一个很高兴啊。
And the other friend said, "Wow, why are you so happy?"
那另外一个就说，你干嘛这么乐？乐什么嘞？
Well, he says that, well, I'll tell you the truth, I do owe a lot of credit.
那个很高兴的人说，哎，老实讲，其实我欠了很多债耶。
And then, just last week, my boss fired me.
就上个礼拜，我的老板还炒了我的鱿鱼。
And then, my car is going to be today taken back by the loan company.
然后今天的那个债权公司也把我的车子收走了。
But I'm not worried at all.
但是我一点都不担心。
And the friend asked, why?
另外一个朋友说，为什么？
Oh, he says, I have hired and invited a professional guy to worry for me, so I don't have to worry.
他说，因为我聘请了一位专业的人士来帮我担心，帮我忧虑，所以我就不用再去担心忧虑了。
Wow, the friend said, well, that's great.How much you have to pay for this guy that's worried for you?
然后这个另外朋友说，太好了，但是你要花多少银子啊？请这样一个人帮你去担心啊？
是50,000。
他说大概要50,000块哦。
Then the friend said, where are you going to get the money to for this professional worrier?
他说，那你哪里能够拿到钱去聘你这位忧愁达人来帮你忧愁呢？
He says, I don't know.
他说我不晓得哦。
This is for his worry.
他说这个担心应该是那个忧郁的专门那个专业的忧郁的忧愁的人来忧愁的事情，不是我的事儿。
Now if I ask some of you today, do you have any worry? Maybe many of you would raise your hand.
如果你有忧愁有担心的事情，请你举手。
No, I'm not asking you to raise your hand. Yesterday, it's the July 4th, was a very happy time.
昨天是美国的国庆，大家都很高兴。
And many people do worry to get into a crowd or there's terrorist attack.
但是很多人就会担心，在这个群众很聚集的拥挤地方，是不是会有一些恐怖分子来攻击呢？
Maybe there's something would happen like the Boston Marathon. There's a bomb explode.
也许像波士顿的这个赛跑的那个事件，有人去放炸弹。
And then we worry many other things.
另外，我们很多事情让我们觉得很担心。
We worry about our education, our growth.
我们担心我们的教育，我们的成长。
Worry about our health.
我们的健康。
Worry about terrorist ISIS attack,
特别是担心那个 ISIS 那个恐怖分子的攻击。
And maybe open the internet, oftentimes there are some great announcement from famous people or the newspaper tell us that, oh, there will be financial collapse for United States.
然后你看最近这个希腊的这个经济的情况，报纸一直在报道说，很可能连美国都会受到波及。
You can see the deaths, you know, keep increasing every day, many minutes, millions and millions of dollars we owing.
呀，每天呢，我们的债就一直在那边往上加，百万的上增。
And we worry about many other things that you know of, our children, for example.
另我们还有很多事让我们担心的，就好比说我们的孩子呢。
For example, the moral decline of our country.
好比说道德的堕落呢。
The same-sex marriage approved by the Supreme Court.
最近最高法院所批准的这个同性的婚姻。
Even Greek law experts, one of the justices worried that in the future, probably we will have adultery is okay.Free person. Nowadays, we're famous, you know. Free for person in the family, and we love each other. It's okay.
甚至有一个大法官是担心，如果这样长久下来，也许未来变成就是说，你犯奸淫罪也可以。
Oh, lots of drugs in America.
然后毒品泛滥。
And even in the prison cell.
在监狱里还可以拿到毒品。
And then we find the college student, your student, going to university now, right?They will see a lot of drinking party.
你们到要去上大学的年轻子弟们，你会看到很多这些party 的时候会喝酒的。
My son went to UCLA. He said someday he get up and he go see all the bathroom is full of smell. You know, people, a lot of people are drunk there.
像我的大儿子 Mike 在上 UCLA 上大学的时候，就会发现浴室里面就能有那个喝醉酒呕吐的那个味道。
In the hospital,
在医院里,
the expert tells us half of the patients are persistent worrier.
那医院里大概有一半的病人是长期的忧虑者。
Every day, there's probably a million people because of stress and worry.Do not go to work.
Yeah, 每一天大概平均大概一百万的人是因为担心受怕而连班都不能去上。
43% American because of stress and worry, they want to change their job.
Yeah, 很多大概有40多%的美国人是因为担心受怕这个压力，所以他们要改换工作。
Now, where this source of worry come from?
那这些各种不同的这个担忧是哪里来的呢
？36% of Americans say it's because of work.
有36%人认为就是因为从工作来的。
22% of Americans said all because of money.
23%认为就是因为经济金钱的问题。
And 10% probably among Chinese even a lot more are worrying for their children.
大概有10%，我想中国人大概比率更高，就是担心他们的儿女。
7% of us worry about our health.
7%的人担心我们的健康。
5% of us worry probably more worry about our marriage.
5% 的人担心我们的婚姻。
5% worry about our parents.
5% 担心我们的年长的父母。
So in the whole United States, probably it's only 5% people that do not have any worry.
所以你加起来的话，大概整个美国大概只有5%的人是不会担心的，不会受怕的。
But there are 19% have little worry.
大概19%人认为他担心的事情不是太多。
But Philippians chapter 4:4 tells us.
但是我们看的腓立比书四章，告诉我们。
Shall we turn to that Bible, please?
我们看一下我们的 Bible 好不好？腓立比书第四章。
Yeah. Would you open to Philippians chapter 4:4? We don't have it on the screen, so.Oh, you do? Oh,
yeah,
wonderful. Thank you.
On the screen.
Okay. All right. Let us all read together, shall we?
一起念吧，好吧，一起。
In Chinese words.
先中文。
你
们要
靠
主常常喜
乐。我
再
说，
你们要喜乐，
当
叫
众
人
知
道
你们
谦
让
的
心。
主已
经
尽
了，
应
当
一无挂虑，
只
要
凡
事
借
着
祷
告、祈求和感谢，将
你们
所
要
的
告
诉
神。然后第七、
第八
一起
哈，
神所
赐
出人
意
外
的
平
安，
必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
好，
英文
Let us read in English now. Those of you that want to learn English, it's a good chance. Let's all read together.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer, by petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Finally,
brothers and sisters,
whatever
is true,
whatever
is noble, whatever
is
right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely,
whatever
is admirable, if
anything
is excellent or praiseworthy, think
about
such things.
God knows that we do worry.
神知道我们是就是会担心的啦。
So he specifically guided the Apostle Paul to teach us how to get rid of worry.
所以因为神知道我们就是会担心，就会担忧，所以他特别指示启示保罗在这里告诉我们怎么样去。
The passage we read, God's word say, tell you and I, we worry many times is because we forget that Jesus is coming again.
这里的刚刚那个腓立比书的就告诉我们说，我们常常会担心，常常会忧虑，因为我们忘掉了神耶稣基督还会再来。
And also we don't have a humble, modest heart because we make ourselves as the center and not God center.
另外因为是我们把自己摆在中间，所以我们没有这个谦卑的心，而不是把神摆在中间。
So we have many, many worries.
以至于我们有很多很多的忧虑。
Now, but is there problem in worrying?
那我们就要问的话，那但这忧虑是有问题吗？
Bible clearly tells us that worrying would hurt yourself. Doesn't help, only hurt yourself.
Yeah, 圣经很明白的告诉我们，你一直担忧忧虑的话，会伤害自己，损害自己。
Now let's take an example.
有个例子。
The sister Martha.
我们看马大这个例子。
Now she loves God.
她爱神呢。
She serves God.
她侍奉神呢。
When Jesus was in her home, she worked very hard to entertain Jesus and all the people.
Right, 当耶稣跟门徒来她家的时候，她忙碌就是为了招待耶稣跟门徒啊。
So she came to Jesus and said, Jesus, don't you want to have my sister Mary to come to help me? And so I don't have to work all by myself.
所以她忙到一个地步，她就跑去跟耶稣讲说，父子啊，为什么不叫我们妹妹那个玛利亚坐在你脚边那个来帮我了吗？
Answer her.
那耶稣是怎么回答她的呢？
Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things.
然后耶稣说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
But Mary has chosen the best thing.
但是玛丽她选择了上好的福分。
Because she sit in front of Jesus and listen to his word.
因为她坐在耶稣的脚边，倾听主的话语。
Now, so even a spiritual person, a person that served God so hard, would worry and would hurt actually our spiritual life.
所以就是一个属灵的人，这么侍奉主的人，也会因为这个忧虑而伤到自己，伤到特别自己属灵方面的。
Many times we worry about what we eat in the afternoon, worry about our appearance, worry a lot of things to the point that we cannot sit down carefully. We all join together to worship God and listen to God.
有的时候我们就是时常担心，哦，待会儿吃什么，然后还忧心很多事情，以至于没办法专心的坐下来侍奉。
We have a feeling of concern about something bad that may happen.
我们老是认为说，哦，待会有什么什么不好的事情会发生。
We are fretting over matters that may or may not be real.
我们常常为了一些有的或没的事情在那边担心。
We are fearing that we cannot cope with what is going to happen.
我们担心说有些事情我们没有克服。
Now, don't we have to be concerned, make plan and work?
然后就问，难道我们不应该为未来的事情计划吗？
Yes, definitely we need to.
当然了，是需要计划。
But we do not be fearful about it.
但是不要到一个地步，就是很担心受怕。
We do not be so anxious about it.
就是变成一个很焦虑的状态。
So that let all these things that distract us from God, and let all these things make our lives unstable.
以至于这些事情就把我们从神的那边夺走了。然后我们人生就是不是一个很平安、很平静的。
Instead of thinking about what God can do for us and our church and the world,
然后以至于不能想到说这个神能为我们的教会、能为我们这个世界能做什么。
We occupy our minds and heart for all the things, little or big, and that so that we cannot concentrate in serving God.
以至于我们担心中间有的没有大的小的事情，以至于我们不能够专注在神的身上。
And continue in Proverbs 17:22.
箴言十七二十二节。
It also tells us that man would be sometimes so worried that right here, especially in the Chinese, this is very good.Man, so worried that we are being pressed. 这个锲而不舍，就是 we're being pressed so much pressure, so that we cannot have happiness.
Yeah, 因为我们是这样的压抑，这被压榨到一个地步，我们没有办法喜乐。
And then Solomon also said that our lives.Would be so sad sometimes, so that make our bones even dry.
Yeah, Solomon 王也曾经说，我们到一个忧伤的灵，使骨干枯，枯干。
所以你在 you see the psalmist said, he says that why my soul was so downcast, why is it disturbed within me?
所以诗人就问了说，我的心呐，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁呢？
当然。Certainly, because of all the enemies' attack on him.
Yeah, 当然就是我们知道大卫王真的这个四方的敌人都在攻击他。
And therefore, make us unhappy.
然后让我们觉得很不高兴，很不开心。
And we don't know how to handle all these people's attack and all our problems.
我们不知道怎么去应付这些各方面来的攻击。
And so we need help.
所以我们需要帮助。
The famous American hospital, Mayo Clinic, tell us that 80 to 85% of our sickness, those that come to their clinic, these sickness were caused by worry and depression.
Oh, 很有名的美国很有名一个医院叫做 Mayo。中文是什么？我不晓得。
Clinic，Mayo
Clinic。他就说，据他们的调查研究报告，就是有80%到85%人，他们的生病的原因是因为他们的担心或者是他们的那个压力而来的。
One of their doctor even said this. He says that if 70% of those patients that come to our clinic would get rid of the worry and they will be healed.They themselves will be healed.
Yeah, 甚至有位医生说，如果来了病人都能够把他70%到70%的人，如果能够把他那个忧虑给除去的话，他们就会恢复了。
Because worry will give us high blood pressure.
哎呀，因为忧虑常常会给我们血压升高。
Oh, when I was 40, I already had high blood pressure.
我40岁就有高血压了。
Because I worry about the church.
因为我常常为教会的事情担心。
And then worry will give us ulcer, right?
Yeah, 同样会给你胃溃疡。
Give us headache.
头痛。
Or stomach not uncomfortable.
Yeah, 肚子不舒服。
We have depression.
然后忧虑。
Or causes to have diabetes too.
哦，甚至到糖尿病哦。
Every week there are 112 million people have to take medicine because of worry.
就是因为这个忧虑时大概有1亿2000万人的人每天要吃药。
So worry will hurt us.
所以说忧虑常常会损伤我们自己。
Not only would hurt us worry, also worry is useless.
同时担心不但是有害，而且还是无用的。
You see, Luke tells us, the doctor, now this is a medical doctor, physician, he says, who of you can worry, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?
我们知道路加福音他是一个医生哈，所以他讲说，哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？这最小的事你们尚且不能做，为什么还忧虑其余的事呢？
Worry only could create more and more problems for us.
忧虑只会增加我们更多的问题。
But cannot solve our problem at all.
只能增加问题，不能够解决问题。
So worry is unreasonable.
所以你如果一天到晚担心忧虑的话，那是最不聪明的事。
Worry is illogical.
是这个不合道理的，不合逻辑的。
And worry is not necessary.
而且是不必要的。
Why?
为什么？
Because God cares for you.
因为神已经在关心了，已经在关注你了。
You are children of God.
你是神的儿女。
And God tells us that, you know, look at all the birds in the skies and the crows and the ravens, you know.Every morning you hear them make all those noise. Well, this guy, they're always there. They're multiplying. They have food.
你看我们天空的小鸟，圣经上天空的小鸟都不用担心。你每天一出门就看外面的乌鸦叫嘎嘎嘎嘎，那个乌鸦叫得很大声，你觉得很讨厌。但是它永远是在那里啊，它永远是越来越多啊。
Bible said, God said, if God take care of those, wouldn't He take care of you?
神说我连这个小鸟乌鸦我都照顾到了，难道还不照顾你吗？
Why you let worry to hurt yourself?
为什么要用这个忧虑来损害自己呢？
Instead, in your heart, in your mind, think of things that would develop your character, develop your love.
你应该用这个想些事情，让你能够把你这个整个的人格能够做得最好，让你的爱心能够更增加。
Learn to have more fellowship with God.
然后要与神的关系要更好，神的交通更多。
Then you will have peace in your heart.
然后你就会平安在你的心里。
Worry could only make your life shorter.
忧虑、担心只能使你生命变得更短。
You want to live longer, get rid of worry.
如果你想活得长一点、久一点的话，把那个忧虑给它去掉。
One more thing, why worry is no good?
为什么忧虑是不好的呢？另外一个就是
Worry manifests little faith, and you're not asking God.
因为它也是一种表示你是一个小信，也表示你不求。
Look at the Bible said clearly, if that is how God clothes the grass of the field which is here today and tomorrow.Is thrown into fire, how much more will he clothe you and then says, you of little faith?
Yeah. 所以路加福音讲的说，你这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
What are you worried about today?
所以你今天在担心什么呢？
You say, I don't worry about me, I'm okay, my bank's all right.
你或者说我没有在担心我的银行还有款才有存款了，还不错啊。
I worry about the church.
但是我是担心教会。
I worry about our church.
担心我的教会。
It is God's church, Jesus' church.
是神的教会，是耶稣基督的教会。
Jesus said, "I built my church on this rock."
耶稣就说我在这个磐石上建立我的教会。
And the gates of hell cannot overcome it.
然后地狱的门也不能够。
The only problem we would have is that unless you're not real Christian, unless you don't follow the Lord, you don't pray, you don't have fellowship with God, then you got problem. Otherwise, God will take care of His own church.
除非你自己是一个小信的基督徒，你不求神，你也不祷告，与神没有相接，那就 很危险了。
Because God is able to manifest His great power upon us, so that He will accomplish what He wills through us and our church.
神会把他在我们身上彰显他的意志，他会透过我们把他的旨意能够实行。
The Bible tells us in Ephesians clearly that God will move you and touch your heart inside, inner life, so that He can help you to fulfill the greatest things in your life far beyond your understanding and your expectation.
So, 腓立比书第四章也讲到说，神可以感动我们的心，让我们做出所超过我们所想。所能够做出的事情。
You see, what kind of power God's given me?
那你讲说这个什么样的神给我们怎么样一个能力呢？
Ephesians tells us it's the power, chapter 1 tells us it's the power of the resurrection of Jesus.
那以弗所书告诉我们，这个能力大能就是从那个复活的大能。
If Jesus can be resurrected from the dead, anything in this world can be resurrected.
如果耶稣基督能够从死里复活，那这个世界上有哪一件事情不能够从死里复活呢？
We need to trust in Him.
我们必须要相信他，要有信心。
And sometimes, as James says, you do not have because you do not ask God.
有的时候，雅各书就说你没有得到，就是因为你不求；你得不着，是因为你们不求。
Have you really prayed for your needs?
你是不是对你的需求是迫切的、真正的祷告呢？
Do you every day pray for your own family?
你们每天为你自己家庭祷告呢？
Pray for your wife?
为你的妻子？
Pray for your children?
为你的儿女？
Pray for your husband?
为你的先生？
Do you pray for your church?
你为你的教会祷告吗？
You worry a lot, but you never talk to God about it.
你一天到晚担心这个担心，但你们跟神去沟通呢？神讲话呢？
And the detail, tell God about the detail.
要把这个详详细细、事无巨细，就说跟神都讲。
Then God will give it to you.
神就会给你。
Bible says, "Seek ye His kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well."
先求他的国、他的义，其他这些都会给你们了。
So therefore, we need to commit everything to God.
所以我们就把一切万事交托给主。
And God can cure your worry and my worry.
神就会把你的忧虑跟我的忧虑都会除去。
Worry can be cured.
可以，所以忧虑是可以得到医治的。
How do you do that?
怎么个医治法呢？
Go back to Philippians 4:6 tells us, number one, Christ said, "Do not be anxious about anything." The Bible said.
所以这回到腓立比书第四章，看到第六节，很简单，就是说，应当一无挂虑。
No, about.The Bible did not say, do not be anxious about your health. The Bible said, do not be anxious about anything.
Okay. 圣经告诉我们说，并没有说你们不要挂虑你们的健康，而是说不要挂虑，一无挂虑。
In the Greek word, it is a command. That the word is a command.
在希腊原文里面，这个句子是一个命令句。
So we must obey God's command.
所以我们必须要服从神的命令。
To get rid of the worry.
把这个担心忧虑统统除去。
You say, I cannot get rid of it. What can I do?
你说我没法子啊，牧师，我怎么办呢？
These bad thoughts keep coming to me.
一些不好的事情一直跑到我脑袋里啊。
Well, then you talk to God about it.
那你去跟神说啊。
God can even deal with that for you.
神会帮你的吗？
You have to resist worry in your life.
你必须要抗拒这个忧虑。
Look at the mirror every morning as you get up.
每天早上看着镜子。
Hey, Wilfred, you worry too much.
告诉你自己，哎呀，我担心这事情太多了，太操心了。
Get rid of those worries.
求神把这些都给我除去。
Let me know how to pray and talk to you.
告诉我怎么去跟你讲话，怎么去
跟你祷告。Because I am obeying your word.
因为我现在要遵循你的命令。
Trusting that God will take care of you.
相信神会帮助你。
And when you do that,
你如此做,
you will begin to see things as God sees it.
你就会以神的看法来看一件事情。
And you do not see things as you think you know and how you handle it. You see it.
你不再以自己的看法来看事情，而是神的看法来看事情。
So let us follow God's order.
所以我们来遵循神的命令。
If you don't,
你如果不遵循的
，May I say something to you?
我可不可以说这句话呢
？You are sinning against God.
你是对神来是一个犯罪。
You are hurting yourself.
你在伤害自己。
You need to obey God.
你必须要服从神。
And then what do I do?
然后你说那我该怎么做呢
？Well, you not need to pray. The Bible says.
圣经说你第一个就是你要祷告啊。
You need to have prayer. Is a general prayer for everything that I need, or the country need, or the church need.
要看看这个大环境，这个国家，这个教会需要什么呢
？And petition. What is petition?
然后诉求，什么是诉求呢？
Petition、
祈求呢
is some very specific request.
祈求就是一些比较具体的事情。
Like our church, we want to have a good pastor coming. Lord, give it to us.
Yeah, 好比说我们教会需要有一个很好的牧师，一个新的牧师，我们就会特别为这件事情祷告。
And when you do that, the Bible gives one more thing very important, which we should never forget.
然后另外一个非常重要的事情，我们不应该忘记的。
That is to give thanks.
就是要感谢。
You will give thanks to God for all He has done for you.
要为神在你身上成就的一些事情祷告。
Give thanks to God that He's taking care of you.
感谢神，他一直在照顾你。
Please remember what God has done for us.
我们要记得神为我们所成就的事情。
What God has done for you.
神为你做了什么事情呢
？All those great things, won't God continue to bless you and use you?
既然你神先前神这么照顾你，难道神不会继续再照顾你吗
？When you get rid of this worry，
当你把这个忧虑给除去的时候
，then you will be a more patient person。
你会变一个比较有耐心的人。
Why are you impatient？
为什么你这么没有耐心呢
？I'll tell you, I'm impatient too。
我告诉你，我是不是一个很耐心的人
？Like this morning, I hear you singing。
那今天早上听到你们唱歌
，I'm so sorry to tell you, you sing so too slow。
你们唱得太慢
了。I want to sleep up. Come on, praise God is happy. You know, I'm impatient.
当然唱的歌拖，我牧师觉得哎呀，应该很高兴的歌，怎么给你们唱成这个样子啊
？You gotta move.
Yeah, 要有动力。
You cannot sit there and just drag. You cannot do that.
What? 拖拉的 ，OK， 下次要唱高兴一点啊。
That's my problem.
不是说这是我的问题啊。
I deal with myself.
我必须要自己应付这个问题。因为我不是一个很有耐心的人。
Now worry also causes to be jealous too.
担心还会。
You remember the King Saul in the Samuel.
我们记得扫罗王吗？在撒母耳记里面。
King Saul, was the king of Israel, and then he saw David, wow, kill a giant, you know? And then everybody say, ooh, David kills the 10,000 and Saul only killed 1,000. So he worries.
Yeah, 有时候我们的忧虑很可能是因为我们的嫉妒而来。我们记不记得扫罗王？因为在大卫王把这个巨人哥利亚杀死了以后，众人欢呼说：“大卫杀死千千万，扫罗只杀死千百。”
Saul feel that wow, then my kingdom will be David's.
扫罗就开始担心，那是不是我的王位就要被大卫给取去呢
？And so he worried about his future, his family's future. In fact,
yeah, 所以他为他自己的未来、自己的家庭的未来担心。
And therefore, he was jealous.
所以他变得就非常的嫉妒大卫。
Eventually, he wants to kill David.
到一个地步，他要把大卫给除掉、杀掉。
Remember, even his son loves David, Jonathan, right?
Yeah.
He wants to even kill his own son.
Yeah, 他的儿子其实对是大卫的一个好朋友，他是要把他儿子都要杀掉到一个地步。
Because he's worried that he'll lose his kingdom.
因为他担心我的国度会不保了。
Now, brothers and sisters, we need God's healing upon us.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们需要神的医治。
We have to obey God.
我们必须要服从神的命令。
Get rid of worry.
把忧虑除去。
Look at Luke continue to say.
我们看到路加继续说什么呢
？Doctor Luke clearly says that, do not worry about your life.
这个路加很明显的说，告诉你不要为生命忧愁，吃什么
and,
穿什么。
Yeah, and then he several times again he said, "Don't worry, do not worry about it."
他一直不续讲，就是继续说，不要我，不要忧虑，不要忧虑，不要忧虑。
Yeah, so this is God's command.
啊，这是神的命令哦。
And then we also see that Matthew chapter 6 tells us.
马太福音六章三十四节告诉我们。
Do not be anxious for tomorrow.
不要为明天忧虑。
When will we be anxious?
当我们担心的时候，我们就会变得很焦躁。
Tomorrow will care for itself.
因为他说明天自有明天的忧虑。
Each day has enough, not trouble, trouble.
一天的难处，一天就当就够了，每天都有问题的。
Brothers and sisters, God will provide your needs.
弟兄姐妹，神会照应你。
I have experienced a lot of God's provision for me.
我经历了很多神的照应。
When I first went to college, I don't have money.
当我刚刚去上大学的时候，我是一无分，这件事一无分文。
But God helped me to graduate without any debt.
然后我毕业的时候是一分债都没有。
Now today, your son graduated, he may owe a lot of money, right? $100,000 or something.
今天年轻人一毕业大概是一屁股债了哈，大概十几二十万的债。
I thank God I graduated from Biola. I don't owe nothing.
你看我当初从百欧拉学校毕业的时候，没有任何的债。
God is good.
神是好的。
God provides job for me also.
而且神还把工作给我。
So God will provide all your needs.
所以神会
供应一切。Look at this
building.我们看这个 building,
so beautiful.
看这个建筑，这个教堂
When we first tried to build this church,
当我们当初要建堂的时候
oh, lots of men are really worried.
很多人非常的担心哦。
Oh, pastor, oh, million dollars. Don't ever even mention that word million.
Yeah, 有人跟我说，牧师啊，这是要上百万，你根本不要跟我讲这个钱，这个百万这个字，我不要听的。
But praise the Lord, now it's a beautiful church here.
感谢主。
And then our treasurer tells me the other day, "Don't worry, brother, pastor. Oh, we are paying our debts too. Our mortgage is getting less and less. Praise the Lord."
Yeah, 感谢主，我们的经济上面都神都供应，然后还有余力，弟兄姐妹也特别奉献的建堂基金的奉献，我们把这个这个债减了不减了，慢慢再减。
Well, you see, I'm not praying for that. I work for my country.
那也许你说哦，那我就不会不用小事担心，但是我为大事，好比我们国家呢。
But listen to what Abraham Lincoln said during the Civil War.
但是我们听一下，林肯在这个美国内战时候说一个什么话
？He says, "Intelligence, patriotism." And Christianity and a firm reliance on Him who has never yet forsaken this favored land are still competent to adjust in the best way.
Okay,
没关系。Whatever you think.
Okay, 那林肯就说了一句哈，就是我们照这个Intelligent, what's the second one?
Patriot.
就是我们的这个我们的智慧，要我们的爱国心，还有我们的基督的信仰，
yeah,
就是一直让我们就是能够国家能够建立在一个神的
relies on him
坚固的这个基础上，
yeah.
所以他相信以后也是会好的。
As you trust in the Lord.God answer our prayer and bring this country back to Him.
Yeah, 我们就是要相信神，然后神会是听祷告的神，神会把这个国家重新再把它领到他的面前。
One of the patriots in the old time, Patrick Henry. This is what he says.
有一位很有名的爱国者叫做 Patrick Henry.
He says it can't be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians.
所以他说我不能够更强调，就是我要强调再强调，就是说这个国家是建立在不是在这个宗教或者是 what's the other thing?
就是
但是基督徒所建立的，不是宗教，而是基督徒所建立的。
And this country is not founded on religion, but in the gospel of Christ.
不是建立在所谓的宗教， 一个宗教，而是在福音上面，接住基督的福音上面。
God will take care of us.
神会照顾他的国家。
As we look unto Him.
只要我们仰望。
And then the Bible says, when we get rid of this worry and depend upon the and pray and give thanks, then God will guard your heart and mind in Jesus.
好，所以当你这个一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Now this is unexpectable, or far beyond our expectation, but God give you the peace.
呀，这是出乎我们的想象，出乎我们的这个意外的。
Because
神给你平安。
God's love will always be with you.
因为神的爱会永远与你同在。
And you will follow God's will.
你会遵从神的旨意。
And His peace will guard you. That guard meaning is like a Roman soldier, eight of the guarding soldier guarding you everywhere, and give you the peace.
呀，他会就好保护你，有一个罗马的士兵常常在站岗在保卫一样，不管你到什么地方。
So the Bible clearly tells us that we need to therefore humble ourselves before God's hand so that we can cast all our anxiety on Him because He cares for you.
所以彼得前书五章六到七节说，所以你们要在上帝大能的手下谦卑。时候到了，他必要生你们，你们就要把一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他眷顾你们。
How do you cast your worry before God?
所以你们怎么样是把你的忧虑卸给神呢？
Just like you take off this clothes.
那就像你把外衣脱掉一样。
Right here.
I can't take
off
anything.
Take care of that.
Okay, 就把外衣脱掉。
That's it.
就这么简单。
Oh, this clothes too heavy, too hot. Today is cool.
今天这个天气有点热哈，所以我刚好顺便就把衣服脱掉了，变得很凉爽哈，很轻松了，轻松了。
Everything you worry, you push it to God.
你任何你担心、受怕的事，你就把它卸给神。
Let God take care of your worry and problems.
把让神来照顾你的所有的问题、所有的担心、忧虑。
But it's very interesting in verse 6.
但是第六节非常有趣。
Why aren't people doing that?
为什么我们很多人明明知道为什么做不到呢？
Why don't we tell God our worry?
为什么不肯把我的忧愁交代给神呢？
Because we are not humble.
因为我们没有谦卑下来。
Clearly.
Right.
When you are not humble, oh, I can take care of it. Oh, don't worry. Everything's okay. I have my good idea. You follow my way. Oh, the church will go. You follow this way. Oh, this thing will go well. We don't tell God.
因为我们常常我们没有谦卑下来，我们常想自己的主张、自己的意思是最好的。你只要照我的意思做，照这个我的方法去想去做的话就好了。就不要再去麻烦神了。
We rely on our own intelligence and strength and our wisdom.
我们常常靠我们人的能力、我们的人的智慧。
But we need to learn from Jesus.
但是我们必须从耶稣身上来学习。
Jesus Himself humbled Himself.
因为耶稣他自己谦卑下来。
The Lord will take care of you.
神会照顾你的。
Since He doesn't even care, He let His own Son sacrifice for us. Wouldn't He also take care of us in everything?
他把自己独生子都舍去了，难道他白白的舍去了？然后他还神既不爱惜自己儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗
？I like Hui Ming's emphasis, 白白啊，
这白白的中文的翻译。
God will give you, just without any condition, He'll graciously give you all.
毫无条件的，神把一切都白白的给了。
God will take care of you.
神会照顾你。
I remember long ago we have a sister, Chu, and she had this sister Chu had cancer.
我记得好久以前有一位姐妹叫做朱，是不是朱？
哎呀，
朱。Nancy,
她有癌症。She was sick way up in the San Fernando Valley. That's her former church.
Yeah, 她前一个上一个教会是在 San Fernando Valley.
Oh, but the brothers and sisters love her, pray for her all the time.
Yeah, 但是我们教会的姐弟兄姐妹非常爱她。
They took care of her,
常常为她祷告，
and then always bring food to her.
Yeah, 常常煮东西给她吃。
And then one of those visitors is a man named Pang, Mr. Pang. Actually, it's a General Pang.
其中一个去探望他的人是一位，以前是台湾是一个飞将军。
空军。
空军飞将军。
Yeah. And he used to be a Christian, but at that time he wasn't, you know, following the Lord. But he saw the brothers and sisters so love sister.And so care for her, he was touched.
Yeah, 但是他看到这个弟兄姐妹这么的爱 Nancy, 所以他也感动了。
Why does he visit her? Because he and her husband, former husband, you know, they were good friends.
Yeah, 因为他跟这个 Nancy 姐妹，她以前她丈夫已去世了，跟她的先生以前是好朋友。
And then, praise the Lord, this sister had very serious cancer, and then recovered.
感谢神，他 Nancy 他后来在动手术以后 ，cancer 就好了，就恢复了。
And then, he touches this general, so I had the privilege to baptize him.
Yeah, 因为这彭弟兄他后来就感动了他受洗的，所以我就是我替他受了洗。
God can use some difficulty and problem and bring others to know Jesus.
神会利用一些困难，然后让别的基督徒受，别的弟兄姐妹受益。
So therefore, we need to obey God. Get rid of worry.
所以就是必须要把卸掉这个忧愁。
We have to pray in details.
我们必须要祈求
，with thanksgiving，
把细节交给神，然后感谢神。
When you give thanks to God, that is a manifestation of your faith.
当你感谢的时候，你就表示你是对神有信心的。
And then the third thing, you must think of the good things.
然后你必须要往好的地方想。
Oh, all these lovely good things, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy, noble, think of those things.
要思想好的东西 ，positive thing.所以要思想一切真实、可敬、公义、纯洁、可爱、有好名声、有美德、值得赞许的事情。
My problem is that sometimes I always think of the negative thing.
Yeah, 我的问题是有时候常常会不是很积极，想那不好的事情，担心太多了。
What would that happen?
啊，这个那个一大堆事情。
I always think of something, you know, to bother up myself.
Yeah, 常常想的事情让自己反而觉得很不舒服。
God said, control your thought life.
神说你要控制你的思想。
Yeah, because your thought life would affect your health.
因为你想什么就会跟你的健康是有关系的。
And the Bible also says in Luke, you say, think about the ravens.
Yeah, 路加同意讲说，你们该想一想乌鸦。
Yeah, consider a raven. Consider this. Consider in the original word is think. Think about the flowers.
Yeah, 这里思想的意思其实让你想一想，就是 think、
so、Chinese,
想一想的一样。
Chinese translation
very
good.
Very good. 想一想。
You think of it. When you consider, that means you think. You think of the nature also.
Yeah, 当你去思想的时候，你就想到这个大自然。
And think of how God will take care of them. Of course, God will take care of you.
Yeah, 这个乌鸦在大自然能够生存下来，照样的神也会照顾你，让你生存下来。
And think of what God has already blessed you.
那想想神过去对你的一切赐福。
And then you will not worry anymore.
然后你就不会对未来或现在事情太担心、太受怕。
And then, most importantly, think about God's words.
最重要是要对神的话语要能够昼夜思想。
You and I need to meditate more on God's words.
我们要默想神的话语。
As the psalmist tells us,
诗篇119:148
At night, when you cannot go to sleep, think about God's words.
我整夜睁开眼睛，当你睡不着觉的时候，为要默想你的话语。
And when you think about God's word, your worry will be gone.
说当你一直思想默想神的话语的时候，你的忧虑就会慢慢的淡下来。
Think of Jesus will come again.
想到耶稣他会再来哦。
Think of the 700 promises in the Bible.
想到圣经里给我们的所谓的有700多个应许哦。
Think of the power of God.
想到神的大能。
Think of what God has done for you.
想到神已经为你所做的一切。
When you do that,
当你这样做的时候
your worry will be gone.
你的忧虑就会
even
消失。
Some of our illness can may be healed.
Yeah, 甚至我们的身体一些疾病，甚至也许可以因此得到医治。
Let me close by giving you a very powerful example testimony from a tennis, the best tennis player in the world.
我跟大家讲一个这个世界上一个很有名的一个网球手的一个亲自的故事，亲身故事。
It's not a male, it's a female.
这是一个女士。
Why is she so good?
他为什么这么好呢？这么厉害呢
？Margaret Smith Court has won in the history of the world the most championship on tennis a match.
哦，这位女士叫做 Margaret Smith
Court. Yeah.
Yeah. 她是所有得到冠军里面，她得到冠军是次数最多的。
She won.
Never heard of her.
64 championship.
他赢了64个冠军。
You want to watch it? You can when you reach the women's champion. You know, you want to see where. Usually, when they honor, give the championship, she's there because she has been very famous.
所以你如果仔细看这个女的网球赛的时候，所以他们在颁奖的时候给冠军奖的时候。经常这位女士会在的。
No one in history has so won so many single, double, mixed matches of tennis like her did.
Yeah, 她不管是单打、双打或者是混打，她都得了这么很多很多的冠军。
But many years ago, she won the championship, but she still was not happy.
但是在很久年以前，他虽然得了冠军，他是不快乐。
She doesn't understand why.
他不知道为什么得了冠军不该高兴吗
？I'm the champion of the world. Why am I unhappy?
我是世界冠军，我怎么不高兴呢？不 happy 呢？不快乐呢
？So one day she decided after the Paris match, she said, "I'm going to go to church."
所以当他在这个最后一次在这巴黎这个比赛以后，他说：“我要到回到教会去。
”Maybe God can, you know, help me.
也许神能够帮助我。
And he went to church and they tell them, "Oh, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior."
然后人就告诉你必须要接受耶稣做你这个人救主。
She did.
他就顺服了。
Okay, after she accept Christ.
他接受主了以后。
After a while, she's still depressed.
但是接受主了以后，他觉得我还是很不开心啊，还是很多担心的事情啊。
To the point that she was sick.
要到个地步，他几乎就生病了。
And her heart valve had problem.
然后他的心脏也有毛病。
Oh, she has to lie in bed all the time. She worry all the time. She was totally depressed.
Yeah, 就躺在床上一天到晚担惊受怕了，就是很
Oh, thank God. What?
很沮丧。
A good friend brought her to another church.
然后有一个朋友就把她带到另外一个教会去。
This church major in the Bible.
这个教会是一个高举圣经的教会。
The Bible.
他们是教圣经的一个教会。
And tell her you.Must read God's word. You must understand God's word.
所以你必须要读神的话语，你必须要明白神的话语。
To build your relationship with God.
要建立你与神的关系。
And she did.
她就这样做了。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
As she continued to learn God's word.
她继续不断学习神的话语。
Her depression get less and less.
然后她的这个她的忧虑，她这个就慢慢越来越少。
After a while.Even her heart valve problem is gone.
连她的心脏的问题也好了。
All her depression was gone.
然后她的忧郁症也没了。
And after later on, then she's healthy enough, so she got up, she served the poor people, she developed some organization to help others.
然后她好了以后，她就起来为神做工，然后组织了一些事业，一些这个有慈善的事业来帮助别人。
And then on the major television in Australia, actually, she's from Australia, I forgot to tell you, from Australia, the major television interviewed her and asked her, how are you doing nowadays? You're not playing tennis anymore?
然后因为她是从澳大利亚来的，所以这个他们有人就是 TV 就访问她说，你最近怎么样了？ 不再打网球了。
This is what she said.
这个她说的是这样子。
I am most happy and at peace in my heart now.
所以我现在觉得非常的喜乐，因为我心里有平安在我心里。
Because I study God's word.
因为我是读神的话。
Because I think on God's word.
因为我在默想神的话语。
God healed her.
神就医治了我。
What a great testimony.
多么好的一个见证。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes God give you problems.
弟兄姐妹，神有时候有苦难。
Allow that happen.
在你身上，让允许发生。
It's because He wants you to get into His word.
因为他要你与他亲近，去研读他的话语，去读他的话。
As you think of His word.
你也去默想他的话。
And He will bless you.
他会祝福你。
And then you get rid of your worry.
把你的忧虑都除去吧。
You put your priority in the right place.
你把的你的首要的这个东西摆在重要的事情上。
And then you check your own prayer life more.
然后你的祷告的生涯能够给你说。
Check your action.
你的行动也不一样。
Are you worrying or are you giving people problem or are you depending on God?
你是因为你的担忧以至于影响别人呢，还是你把所有的都交给神
？Focus on what is important in your life.
专注在生命中重要的事。
Think of the good things.
Yeah,
Let us pray. Father, we thank you today for thinking.